Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. Now, I know this is probably the perfect day for some sort of on-air joke where Virginia pops back onto the mic and makes some sort of big surprise, but this is not a joke. In fact, this hour, I promise that there will be no pranks, no gags, no tricks, just the truth. In celebration of all the mischief that's getting underway today, we are going to be examining the differences between pranks, hoaxes, and cons, starting, as you might expect, with an April Fool's Day prank, which, depending on how you look at it, either went really, really right or really, really, really wrong.
So, Taylor, remember we were talking in the studio about our friend?
Yes.
Or my friend, I should say.
Yes, Brett. His name is Brett, right?
His name is Brett, and yes, we have him on the line right now. I wanted him to tell you the story because I remember it being hilarious, but I thought that you should speak with him directly.
Okay. Hi, Brett.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So, I don't know much about this story. Are you being pranked, or are you the person who committed the prank?
Definitely being pranked.
Ooh, okay. So, this must start with you at some naive point where you don't know what's going on then.
That's exactly right. I was a junior in college, so that's about peak naivety, I believe, looking back on it. I have to admit, I was doing a lot of partying at that point.
Mm-hmm.
My birthday was March 24th, and, you know, obviously April Fool's Day is April 1st. So that basically around that whole time, I was partying pretty hard. And I get home to my house. You know, it's like your standard college house. There's like four of us living there. I get home, and my roommates, all three of them, are sitting in the living room, kind of upset. They look pretty angry.
This is on April 1st?
This is on April 1st.
Okay.
All right, school that day, I had class that day, and then I got home, and this was the situation. And I sit down, and like my closest friend, who is kind of the main roommate, you know, he was dealing with the landlord and stuff. He's like, Brett, we're getting evicted.
Oh, no.
We're getting evicted. And, you know, my face just totally, my heart sinks. And he goes, and it's your fault. And now I'm already in shock. I'm like, we're getting evicted. And it's me. It's my fault. And he pulls out this letter from our landlord. His name was Leroy. And he was already super intimidating. He had drafted this letter up on like formal letterhead saying that, you know, due to the loudness and you're waking up the neighbors and to damage to the property because of the actions of one Mr. Brett Sedell, all of the tenants of the house have to leave. Signed, Leroy. And my roommates, looking back on it, were doing an amazing job of not laughing. I was just flabbergasted, and I had the biggest pit in my stomach. I felt horrible. Now, I get a call from my parents, and they go, you know, we're really, really disappointed in you.
Oh, my God.
Like, really serious stuff. They're like, Joe told us that you got them all kicked out. We're really disappointed in you. We're thinking of maybe even, like, cutting you off. Like, we're sending you to this college, and all you're doing is being loud and obnoxious and breaking stuff.
Wait, okay, hold on. So you didn't get suspicious about the speed with which things were progressing at this point? I mean, you get the letter. Your parents call, what, like an hour later?
Because that's kind of seems like that's when the news came in. Yeah, it seemed like that. The timing seemed natural to me because here it is, April 1st, you know, and I still didn't piece it together. It's April 1st. Rent is due. Instead of rent, I was getting kicked out. I was being evicted, and it was completely my fault. So that's April 1st. You know, that goes into April 2nd. April 3rd, there's a whole other day in between here. April 3rd, I'm packing stuff up, and one of my roommates comes into my room, and he goes, what are you doing? I go, dude, we got kicked out. You know, I'm sorry. Like, I'm packing it up. He goes, nobody told you? Nobody said April Fools at the end of that? No! It was April 3rd. No one had told me at all that this was a joke or a prank in the slightest. I don't think I'd be packing up my belongings on April 3rd had somebody told me 2 days ago like they should have.
You know what's amazing about it is that if you think about an April Fool's Day joke, it's that the whole point is that you reveal the joke. And that's where the humor comes from. It's like you keep silent, you get through it, and then you know, you do the reveal, and it's like they didn't even think about that part.
No, it's like, it's honestly like they forgot, which made it that much funnier. Like, I was really stewing. I was in a rough place for 2.5 days.
Was this a situation where, like, you didn't want to talk to your roommates after? Were you pissed?
Oh, Oh, my goodness, yeah. But it was hilarious. I kind of like, at that point, and even now, I would always choose whatever's funnier. So, yeah, if I could have played it out on one of them, I would have, so I couldn't be too angry. I was only angry because it was painful. My like life had turned around. Like, my friends ate me. My family is upset with me. They're disappointed. So, yeah, I was angry, and then now it's just the best prank that's ever been done to me.
And then did you just, like, unpack your boxes and...
Well, yeah, and then I started partying again. I was like, yes, all right, let's party.